Lecture 27, looking at the greenhouse effect. First thing is that there's a misconception that the greenhouse effect is a bad thing. The greenhouse effect is a completely normal thing, otherwise we'd be in a great deal of trouble. The greenhouse is not something we're going to bump into cans on very many occasions. It's usually used in places that on the globe that don't have sufficient incoming solar radiation to heat up plants into their comfort zone. So you basically, you'll put a wall of glass, the incoming solar radiation will get inside that glass, but the long wavelength radiation that's released from the Earth's surface won't make it out of the glass, and so the inside of that glass house will become warm. And so calling it a greenhouse simply because most of the things on the inside are plants. So the Earth's surface then does that job, traps the incoming solar radiation, releases it, and the atmosphere, the lower part of it, the troposphere then, is able to work exactly like that glass shell that we'll deliberately put around a few plants, hence the name the greenhouse effect. So it's a heat trapping effect. The amount of radiation that's coming in, a certain amount of it is bounced directly off the atmosphere just due to the reflectivity of the atmosphere. That's called the surface albedo, and so the albedo of the Earth then is 0.31, indicating then that the rest of it is reflected back into space, that 31%. Now the 69% that makes it through and hits the lower parts of the atmosphere and the Earth's surface, this provides the heating effect. The hot surface then re-radiates energy, but the wavelengths of energy are completely different to the incoming stuff. So the incoming stuff then will be visible in UV. The outgoing stuff is long wavelength in the infrared. Now the gases that are able to absorb the infrared are then called our greenhouse gases. And a classic then is carbon dioxide, but water is just as good at being a greenhouse gas.